purpose of it is because we feel, you know, the Irish government has moved in the political realm, yet there is still an awful lot of Irish people who feel very affronted by what's happening at Sellafield. And this gives everybody an individual chance to post all their individual concerns together right through the front door of 10 Downing Street and onto Tony Blair's desk.
Well, give me an idea of what those concerns are exactly.
Well, you know, since September the 11th, I think everybody is questioning the safety of their environment and, you know, just whatever risks might be in the general area. And with Sellafield, it's a reprocessing plant, which means that it accumulates waste from all over the world, from Japan, Italy, Canada. I think there's 9 different countries in total. And then every nuclear station in Britain. They now have 75 tons of plutonium sitting at Sellafield, which has to be on the top of any terrorist's list. Also, there's a major chance, I suppose, of human error happening. The safety record at the NFL has been less than satisfactory. And in fact, Her Majesty's Nuclear Installation Inspectorate in 2000 said it was only barely tolerable. There was nearly a serious accident last year in January when workers ignored a safety alarm for 2.5 hours. This and falsification of records and many different incidents that have happened in the last, even in the last 5 years, have not led to confidence in the Irish nation.
Why does it concern Ireland, though? Because this is in England, isn't it?
It's in England, but we know that radiation doesn't respect borders. And if you look at what happened when the Chernobyl accident happened, 70% of the fallout from Chernobyl landed on its neighboring country, Belarus. That was an accident of incredible proportion, which, you know, the world can't afford to see again. The repercussions of that are still continuing.
But why have you chosen to protest about it now? Because it has been there for a long time, and there hasn't been much protest before, has
there? Okay, there has, actually. We have been protesting about Sellafield for quite a long time, and various different groups. I personally was involved 10 years ago. There's groups in Dundalk and Drogheda which say they're experiencing higher levels of childhood illnesses, and they are on the east coast, directly opposite Sellafield. The Irish government took the British government to court last year over Sellafield and lost, but they also took out full-page ads against Sellafield, which is an unprecedented step for any government to do. This is a way of capturing every individual's concerns here in Ireland, and it's another way of making another protest. But, you know, not only have the British government refused to hear our concerns, they've continued to increase the size and the capability of Sellafield.
So you don't think necessarily they're going to take much notice of these postcards, then?
Well, you know, what we're doing with this exercise is raising awareness. We're raising awareness within Ireland, and we're hopefully going to raise awareness within Britain, because you are at much risk as we are if there's to be a major accident.
Okay, so if they don't take any notice of your postcards, mm-hmm. What's the next stage? You're going to have some sort of other protest, perhaps some Greenpeace-style clambering onto buildings, that kind of stuff?
I don't know yet, but I know that we can't move Ireland. And we're next door, and the Irish people are not happy about what's going on at Sellafield. So we're not going away.